Hi, my name is Patsy Sanderson. I'm an international image stylist, master hairstylist, and a speaker. And I'm excited to share a conversation with Pearl.
This is Pearl Sciorenza with Women Successful Living and Conversations with Pearl, which you are coming in today. If you could tell, I'm a little bit excited. We have some really amazing guest on, and I'm so jazzed because her and I are partnering up for our 8th annual Women Successful Living PJ Retreat. And you're going to hear some of the things we're going to talk about. You're going to want to make sure you get a pen and paper out and take notes because she's going to teach you a lot about what's in your closet. And so today we have Patsy Sanders, who is an international image stylist, coach, and master hairstylist, as well as speaker, and is known as the Total Transformation Specialist. Her clients' images reveal who they truly are from head to toe and from inside out by teaching the unknown secrets to how to align their essence. How you feel in your clothes, as you all know, is so important as how you look in your clothes. I mean, how many times we go in that closet and go, oh, but what Patsy helps us understand is what you wear affects your income, whether you get that job, that client, how easily you can connect with others, your ability to attract an ideal partner, and how you even perceive yourself. And then living in her element as a fire has equally transformed her experience of showing up authentically in the world. She confidently walks through graciously accepting compliments no matter what she's wearing. Patsy is on a mission to help other women discover the joy of living in harmony with their true authenticity by finding their unique style through the element of typing system. Patsy, welcome to the show.
Girl, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And I appreciate you and everything you're doing. And, you know, you're so right. Like as I was reading your bio there, I was thinking about a couple of clients that I work with that are in that world right now of trying to find their partner too. Right? I'm like going, oh, I better hope so-and-so is listening today. I'm not going to call you out, but you know who you are because my clients all know they have to listen to the show. So, because they actually get homework, Patsy, on my show, believe it or not, if they're listening. Yeah, I want them to be inspired and empowered by people that come on just like yourself. So, Patsy, tell everybody a little bit about your journey of why you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, might take us back wherever you have to start at. Like, what inspires you to do what you're doing today?
Well, you know what? It starts out that growing up, I always wanted to be a hairstylist. I mean, I already knew when I was a kid what I wanted to do. I did my doll's hair, my mom's hair, my neighbor's hair. And I actually won a scholarship to go to beauty college. And so I love so much having people look and feel beautiful. So I've done hair for 5+ decades. And it's because I feel like, you know, we're always evolving our beauty, our what we wear, how we show up, how we feel about ourselves, and especially as the world's changing all the time. But what's really interesting is that about 18 years ago, I guess, my husband worked at a lumber company and they sold it. And so he had to retire. And so we weren't quite ready to, you know, to give up. But I didn't want to live where we were living. And our daughter and son-in-law were having their first baby. And I wanted to be by my grandson. So we moved to about an hour above San Francisco. We're about, I don't know, 4 hours away from there. But anyway, we went there. And I thought, this is great. I'll get a new job, you know, in the city, whatever. Well, the problem was I weighed 250 pounds. I was miserable. You know, I dieted off and on all my life, and I kind of was at wit's end. I didn't know what to do. But when I would go and apply for a job, even though I looked nice and I never looked as heavy as I would because the way I dressed, I couldn't get a job. My husband was old and I was fat, and we both struggled getting jobs. And I'd never experienced, but there's a prejudice about that, like a preconceived notion, right? And so I eventually found a job. And but I had met somebody when I first got there. They introduced me to a 12-step program for food. And so when I went, I realized, oh my gosh, I'm not an overeater. I'm a food addict. Like, I use food to deal with life, right? My parents were alcoholics, and I realized here I am doing the same thing with food. So I joined this program, and I was a size 20-22. And in 7 months, I got down to a 6'8". And I was blown away. But I also knew that something had to change in my life, and I was willing to do the work. So, you know, I jumped in there. I did the steps. I healed a lot. The brokenness from my childhood, a lot of stuff went on in my childhood that, you know, women deal with that we don't talk about, right? And so that changed who I was being. So becoming a size 6'8", oh my gosh, I don't have an apple shape anymore. I actually had a waist. I don't know how to dress this chick. So I started my own transformation. But in this program, after I'd lost my weight and stuff, one of the people I became friends with was a speaker trainer. And she goes, Patsy, her and her husband started being my clients. And she goes, Patsy, I'm doing a training. Would you come and do the hair? I have an image stylist coming in. And she does the total makeover. It's head to toe. Every one of the four elements, air, fire, water, and earth, have a shape. And the hairstyle, it plays a huge part in that. I said, well, of course, I'd love to. Well, I was color typed in the 80s. I was a winter. I wore black. I wore jewel tones. I knew how to dress, right? I had purple highlights in my hair, dark brown hair. And I said, sure. So I show up in black. And and she said, Patsy, give him a bang. Patsy, give him an A-line. Patsy, give him layers. So I did whatever she wanted. And when we got done, my friend said, Patsy, Barbara's so thrilled. This is so exciting. She said, she'll color type you in the elements as a thank you. I said, no, I'm good. I know how to look nice. She goes, Patsy, you've been complaining to me a lot that things aren't going so well in your business. Wonder if what you're wearing is stopping people from working with you. Well, I knew I could be open to possibilities and a bit vulnerable, or I could keep struggling. And I was struggling. I said, fine, I just don't want to be one of the fires, but I'll do it for you. So I got color type. Sure enough, I was a fire, and I was not a happy camper, to say the least. So then she explained the difference. She said, Patsy, let me tell you what's different in this system. She says, in the old system, we used the hair, skin, and eyes. We matched your hair, your eyes. Well, I had dark brown hair and chocolate brown eyes and olive skin. So I automatically became a winter. And I knew how to dress nice. I knew what season to buy my clothes, because back then you only bought your clothes in your season. Then the fashion industry caught on what we were doing, and now they have everybody's colors in every season. But back then it wasn't as easy. So she said, in the element typing system, today people are stepping in and owning who they are. You know, their own natural gifts or natural character traits are going out of corporate. Like, people are stepping into the entrepreneurial world and they want to be themselves. They want to be authentic. And she said, the essence typing, the reveal system, is about your natural gifts, your natural character traits, your physical features. And when we color drape you in the right fabrics and textures, your eyes light up. She said, Patsy, if you could just see how beautiful you look in these colors, she said, it's like seeing the window to your soul. I started crying and I thought, oh my God, what is the matter with me? She said, let's do this. Let's go shopping at a consignment store and you buy a few tops. And when you wear them, if people don't treat you differently, you don't have to do this. I said, fine, I'll do that. Well, wouldn't you know, every time I'd go to those tops to work, my clients would go, wow, Patsy, you look pretty today. Wow, Patsy, you look nice today. And then about a week later, the salon owner came and she goes, what are you doing different lately? You look amazing. I said, changed my tops? She said, well, whatever, it works. I said, oh my gosh. I realized if I added color typing to my hair business, I could serve the full woman, even the men. I work with men, but mostly women, right? And so I thought, I'm going to get trained to do this. So I started training with her as a stylist. She got very ill. I managed her business for 2 years. And then 6.5 years ago, she sold me the business. So I think God has a sense of humor. I didn't want to get color typed. Now I own the business and I'm passionate about helping other people. But what happened was this. I started working as a stylist with my friend that had the speaking business. We still work together today, right? And I love working with coaches because we can impact. When we work together as women, we make such a difference in the world, right? And so I learned that right on early on. But now all the people I had been networking with in person all of a sudden wanted to work with me. And I thought, isn't this interesting? So I doubled my income in 2 years, just adding this service to my beauty business. And it was so impactful. So I'll share this story with you because this was the one thing that really changed how I did the business. So I even got trained to do the seasonal color typing for a few years, and then it went away and forgot about it pretty much. But in this business, it was about the energetics and the harmonics of color, about how color is a silent influencer. Well, I didn't quite get that part. So my friend, this is speaker trainer, said to me, Patsy, will you come and help me at my event coming up? You know, Catherine's going to be the image stylist, but you guys can work together. But I need somebody to manage the back table, greet people when they come in, and, you know, that kind of thing. I said, sure, I'd love to do that. So I'm shopping at Macy's and I found this top in that peach color right there. An Alfani. I'm supposed to wear a V-neck. And I look at it and I get it home and I get out my style guide and I thought, okay, what is that? Oh, it's a flesh tone. So when I wear this, this is the energy it brings. It's the most natural to your skin tone and allows others access to your heart with conveying openness, deep connection, intimacy, trust, comfort, and safety. Well, I thought, I want people to feel comfortable and safe to come up and say, where's the restroom? Where do I sit? You know, that kind of thing. So I found a long duster that went with it. And I thought, I'll just wear that because I have this fiery personality and I didn't want that energy when I was doing that. I wanted that more comfortable, relaxed energy that I, you know, when people came in. So that morning I'm setting up the table and my other friend that's a stylist, she goes, Patsy, you look radiant. You look luscious today. I said, I do. She said, yes. I said, well, thank you. I wore the same outfit to a networking event and a woman I had met one time came up to me. She said, Patsy, you look radiant tonight. I said, thank you. Neither time had I said a word. And I thought, oh, the energy of color emits this, you know, how people can attract you to be with you. I was floored. I thought, oh, so there's so much more to this than just wearing the right color. I mean, anybody can have a color palette, right? But if you don't know how to use it and what energy you want to bring to the room, you've kind of missed the boat. So I developed this program. I put together this beautiful style guide. When I bought the business, she didn't have this. We had a piece of paper and it tells you the whole first page is all energetic words that align with who you are. You know, what clothes to wear, what neckline, what jewelry, what makeup and all that stuff. So here's this whole style guide to kind of help you with your color palette. Then a few years ago, a friend and I were working together and we put together these little hat bands. We call this the illuminating keys, factors. And on the back, it tells you what the energy is and what the element is. And so you can use these to go through your closet. Does this blend? Does this bounce? Does, you know, like, so it's easy to figure out what works and what doesn't. So here's a question I have for you, for your audience and for you. So today, what percentage, Pearl, of your closet are you actually wearing on a regular basis?
Okay, I'm going to answer that question. We're going to go backwards to a lot of what you shared. What percentage in my closet I'm actually wearing? Probably 3%.
Three. Okay. The national average, 20%.
Really?
So think about this. We have 80% of closet we're not wearing, hardly ever. There are some special occasions, you know, there's those clothes, but then COVID comes along and everybody puts on weight. Now you feel even worse about yourself. You don't want to go shopping and most of your stuff isn't fitting. So everybody's buying yoga pants and whatever, putting something nice on here, right? But it's harder. And then you don't want to go shopping. Oh, then you're ordering online. Hope that works, right? So that's the part that's the most challenging is like, so what is the best thing to wear, right? So I realized that when I could help people understand that what you wear gives you the power when you walk out of your bedroom every day, you know exactly the message you're doing. For instance, today I have on my Tranquil. And when you wear a Tranquil color, it is a relaxed, calm energy, right? And I like doing that online, but it's still impactful. It's not some mousy color, right?
Right.
It's fire. So when you know in your palette, what two strips are your, or more, depends on each of the palettes, is your, you know, your Tranquil colors, then it's easy when you go shopping thinking, I want Tranquil. I'm doing heart work. I'm doing one-on-ones with people that, you know, it's tender spots that we talk about and go over, right? Because when you're doing, when you're up-leveling who you're being in the world, there's transformation that happens inside out and outside in, right? And so that's the energy you want to bring to the room when you're working with that woman, right?
Yeah, I love, oh my gosh, this has been, okay, for all of you that are not watching, Patty has these amazing fans. So make sure you go watch us on YouTube, follow us on YouTube, it's Conversations with Pearl. You're going to see the amazing colors and the words and things like that. And I mean, to be honest with you, when you talk about my closet, part of like what you said about COVID is when I say 1 to 3%, it's because I am kind of in my house and I'm kind of, you know, I'll be honest and transparent here. My lower level may not be exactly, you know, but I might have more casual pants on, but like to what you said though, too, Patsy, is like Yes. On those days that today, when I'm meeting people like you and doing this kind of stuff, I'm completely fully dressed. Like I'm sitting here in front of you already because that's how I want to show up. I want to show up confident. I want to show up, you know, the way I want to be for the interview or my clients I'm coaching or whatever I'm doing at this moment. Right. But when I say like, other than that, when I'm just kind of, but as you were saying, I'm like going, I needed like just every day, like on certain days, I focus on things I want to do. You know, I have a 12-week goals that I set up every 12 weeks and it has nothing to do with the quarters, but it's all about every 12 weeks. What am I working on? So to take what you're saying, I'm sitting here listening and Julie, my business coach, if you're listening, because I know her husband edits this and I know she's going to listen to what we're talking about, is if I took what Julie teaches me and look at what I want for the next 12 weeks and where the colors it's going to bring me in, like I'm learning from you, like, this is what I want to work on. How do I want to show up to make sure I'm focused? And then what am I wearing from the outside that's going to help my inside feel the empowerment, feel the confidence, whatever I want to feel while I'm doing the tasks that I'm working on. It's such an aha moment for me. And hopefully those that are listening as well. I want to kind of go back just for a little bit here, some things that you said. Like, I want to start back with your story about the move to San Francisco and how, you know, yes, there are those preconceived opinions on people, the way they look, their shape or whatever is. And it's really, I remember as a kid struggling with that because I was a shy little girl. My mom didn't do a really great job. My hair was so thick. So it was just back in this crappy ponytail, thick as heck. I hated it. You know, so how I looked at myself, you know, as I went on was part of what I looked at myself going forward until even led to my people pleasing, right? Because I wanted to look a certain way, please those and not say no, yes, you know. So all those came in and like what you said is that I remember I struggled with my weight as well. And I remember I'd gotten up to like that 16, 18 from a 10, you know, to 12. And I remember like, A, you were looked at differently. B, how we looked at ourselves. And then like to fast forward when that reared its head again was, you know, July of 22, we lost our oldest son, Matthew, in a tragic car accident. And I realized that I started going back to those old habits. Like you were saying, food became my addiction. Food became helping with my trauma. You know, I wasn't an alcoholic, but I was a foodaholic. I was all those things that gave me comfort. Even though for almost 10 years, Patsy, I had been so healthy, right away, that trauma came up and said, this is how you fix the trauma before, Pearl. Let's go back and do that. And it's so powerful to you know, it took me a few months. I gave myself grace. I mean, there's no handbook for grieving, no matter whether you're grieving the loss of a child, a marriage, a spouse, you know, whatever that is. There's no story for grief. You've got to let the waves come. Which I gave myself that grace. And I decided I needed to start being willing to do the work, which is what you said, being willing to do the work. I knew that I had to start doing the work that I had already done previously to overcome people pleasing, to put myself first, to start saying no to others and yes to myself. I realized I had to start opening up my toolbox again and pulling out some of those tools I used before because I found myself going down the rabbit hole of going the reverse, right? And so that trauma, you know, can, for those that are listening and watching, your trauma, when it comes up, how we respond, it's so natural to go back to the old ways we're responding. And if you're working with a coach or working with a therapist or somebody that's giving you the tools in the toolbox, it's really important to say, I need help. Where do I start the help? And you start with yourself first is one of the places to start. But getting somebody, whether you just call a friend and say, hey, can you come over? I need somebody to sit with me. I have so many amazing friends, so many amazing, I have a thing called the Shiro League, so many amazing Shiro sisters that have, you know, I could call at any point. But I decided that I wanted to start doing the steps again to getting myself back on the track that I was before the loss of Matthew, right? And so I when you talked about that, it reminded me about, you know, trauma shows up in our lives and how we respond. And it does go, I feel too, like the clothing, when I look back as you were talking, I was like, wow, what was I wearing when I was going through that? And you're right. I was wearing things that made me feel comfortable, whether they're pajamas, whether they're just a robe. I was wearing those things that gave me comfort. And as I started to step back into using my tools in my toolbox, as you were talking, I was like, hey, I started wearing the colors I love to wear. I started wearing the blues that I always get the great compliments of. I always started wearing the pink colors and things like that, that made me feel good, you know? And so I love that you remind us, and I love that your story took you down. It said, 7 months later, Carrie, I'm a 6'8", need to figure out how to dress. And that, you guys, Patsy became open to, yeah, she walks in to help her friend who's doing the speaker camp thing and says, oh, I've already got it down. I've done the color. How many of you have done that? Oh, I've got this. I don't need any help. Don't tell me anything new. How many of us done that in our life? Raise your hand, comment below. Like, we've done that, right? But to be able to say and be open to say, okay, I'll let you come in my world and show Miss Patsy something different. Let me see what you got. And how cool was it that she said, I'll take you out and you let me try this with you. And if it doesn't work, good. But here's the thing that I want the listeners to hear from that, Patsy, because oftentimes we're afraid to try something new. We're afraid that the fear of, I have to try something new that could impact my life immensely for something I want to change, but I'm so scared, whether it's leaving a job, leaving a marriage, you know, or whatever the situation is, we're so afraid to be like, I know I need to fix this. Even our weight, sometimes we're afraid to go on a program because, oh my God, I got to eat differently. I don't know if I want to eat that way, right? We're so scared of things we know that will benefit us. And I always tell my clients, if you just give me a toe, all I want is a toe. Just give me a toe. Step out of the box with just a little big toe for me. By the end of week two, I'll have both feet with you. And they're looking at me like, you're crazy, right? But the thing is like, let me just show you, which is what she did with you. She said, let me just show you. And you said, okay, I'm going to give her a toe. I'm going to let her take me out to this consignment shop. I'm going to let her put something on me. And, you know, whether you believed her or not, that somebody might, you know, in your head, you're like, oh, I've done this color thing before. I don't think it's going to change. And then to start seeing the things that have changed. I mean, how powerful is that to know something as simple as a piece of clothing and the color you're wearing, how it can make a big impact on your life, right?
Well, and the other thing is this. When I first started the 12-step program, I had such a fear of failure. I had dieted off and on for 35 years. I couldn't handle one more failure. I couldn't. But my sister was in AA, and I watched her life transform. And now here's a 12-step program for food, where my addiction was. And when I went to a meeting and just listened to the speaker, I thought, oh, what if I did try this? I lost 11 pounds in 11 days because I was a night binger. I could eat fine during the day, but at nighttime, I'm drinking wine. I'm eating stuff I shouldn't by the handfuls and I'm not even conscious of it, right? You're watching TV, like you're not even conscious of it. And I realized that had to change. But when I said yes to God and to do the 12-step program, there's something magical that happened. It's not magical, it's divine. But when I weighed and measured my foods like they taught me, I could do it. Like and you have to have a sponsor or a coach that you talk to every day, because food is the only addiction out there that you have to do three times a day. It's like we have the lions outside the door, like you can't wait to devour you. So it's the hardest addiction because it's the most accessible. You see it everywhere. You're bombarded with food. So you have to have twice as much support as any other addiction. And so when I caught that, and I lost 11 pounds, I'm not leaving this program. Now today I'm more of an 8-10, but we moved the last few years, a lot of stuff happened. And so I stayed in the program, but I wasn't exactly doing it perfectly, which is fine because it's not perfection. It's don't give up. And so I'm okay. I'm 73. I don't care if I wear a 6 or an 8, you know what I mean? So I'm okay, but I work hard at being honest with myself and with God and to do the best I can, right? That's all we're required to do, really. So I think that's the caveat, is that we're so afraid of failing. And if I had said, no, I'm not doing that, I wouldn't be talking to you. I now have clients in Canada and Paris and the UK and Portugal and South America. Do you think that would have been possible if I hadn't been open to possibilities? No, it wouldn't. So the thing that you've got women come into your group, I can't even imagine the magic you bring to their lives because it's in bite-sized pieces. We do things, we don't throw out everything out of your wardrobe. That's not how we do this, right? We find out, who are you? What are your natural gifts and character traits? My natural character trait is a mover and shaker. I do get crap done, right? But sometimes I run ahead of the leader and don't get all the instructions. So we have, you know, we have shadow sides, we have perfect, you know, like we're very complex as women, right?
Yes. And you said like we have this fear of failure, you know, and this week a lot. So I've been talking, like when we recorded this, it's like around January 13th. So if you go back and if your listeners are watching this on YouTube, go to my Facebook page and you'll see I talked a lot about setbacks, right? That the setbacks and triumphs and how setbacks can actually be your bounce forward. Oftentimes people say, I want to fail forward. I'm like, no, that sounds like you're going to fail going forward. No, how about you bounce forward? How about you take the lesson that you have today that of something that didn't work the way you thought it would, or wasn't as successful as you could. Because here's the thing, you didn't fail, you tried. Had you not tried, you failed, right? But you tried and the outcome wasn't what you wanted the outcome to be, which is what I love when I work with my clients is to say, did you try? Yes. Okay, then you tried. How can you say you failed? It didn't work. I mean, even for me, like in my business, do I have times that things don't go the way I want to? Yes. And when I call my business coach, you know, I'm going to give her a shout out, Julie DeLuca Collins, she'll say, did you try? Yeah. Okay, then you are where you're at. You didn't not try. You are trying. And, you know, even my husband, he's so freaking amazing. We've been together almost 40 years. He's like, you are trying. So give yourself grace. If it doesn't work out the way you want it to, it's okay. What's the lesson you can take going forward? And that's why I'm like, you're going to bounce forward. You're not failing forward. You know, one of my clients, and I'll give her a shout out, Anne-Marie. We talked about this. We were at our last year's retreat and she talked about something she was doing. She's like, if I fail, I fail forward. And I'm like, no. I mean, in our session this week in coaching, I'm like, I want you to change that word. I want you to change your bouncing forward. Because like you said too, earlier when we were talking about pivoting, there's things in our lives that pivot. Your husband lost his job. You had to make a change in your life, right? Here you were, you know, that whole story of that. And then things have happened in your life that you've had to do another move, right? So things will happen to us. I lost my son. I could have easily be still sitting in my bed right now, not here talking to Patsy, not here doing what I'm doing. And guess what? Everybody would be like, that's okay. Pearl lost her son. She should be able to do that. No, that's not why I'm here. You know, it's like that faith in God that said, you know, I tell my clients when I work with them, like, well, whoever you believe, a higher being, God, whatever, the spiritual world, whatever that is, you have a belief in something that belief has said, Patsy, I'm putting you here in this world because you're going to go do things and you're going to have some challenges along the way, but I'm going to be here holding you up as you go. And yeah. The thing is if you do that work, if you do the work and you allow yourself to try and bounce forward, what happens is you do things like what Patsy's doing today and said, okay, I'm going to be open to letting this person color type me. I'm going to be open to this. And here she is today. She has created a business because somebody mentored her and said, I see something I want to share with you. Can you be open to letting me show you something new? Patsy said, yes, let me try. And here she is, like she said, she's helping people all around the globe with her business. And has she not done that, we would not be talking today. So therefore, and this is what I want you to listen to, listen to as you're watching and or listening, I want you to write this down. When you come into this world, it's already been decided your path that's going to be happening. And as long as you're open to the things that come your way and you don't shut it down, you're going to do something amazing for yourself, which Patsy has done. She went on a journey to this 12-step program to get herself healthier. She was open to hearing somebody talk about a program that helps with coloring. And then she took this and she's created this amazing business and she's changed her life. But now I'm excited to share, she's also changing other people's lives and she's going to come to our 8th annual retreat this September from the 12th to the 16th. And our retreat, I'm always trying to do something different for the ladies that arrive to let them know and leave that they're this amazing person that you need to do something and find it for yourself so you can pay it forward. Because we're going to bring, and Patsy's going to walk through in a few minutes about what she does for her clients. We're going to bring that to the retreat. But here's the point I want to make to everybody that's listening and are watching. Had Patsy not done it for herself and taken and done it for herself, she would not be paying it forward so I can receive. So now I can share with others. So whatever you're doing and you're sitting down right now and you're listening or you're driving or you're watching me here right now, I'm talking to you and I'm saying to you, stop putting what you want to do on the shelf for others. Start stepping into whatever it is. Reach out to me if you need a coach because I want to help you bounce forward so that not only do you start stepping into what it is you are wanting to do, but you can start paying it forward to others. And Patsy, I want you to talk about what it is you are doing with your clients. How are you paying forward what you're doing to your clients? So take it away, my friend.
Okay. Well, I think what's really fun is I want to do a little show and tell and just show you kind of the impact of color, right? Because I think sometimes seeing is believing. And so I came up with this one day when I was setting up my office here and we moved. I had a coach tell me, yeah, sit off to the side, let them see the scarves that they could wear if it's in the right colors in your books and whatever. So I'll just show you on myself. Kind of what it looks like when I put each one of them on, then I'll explain what it is. So this is the first color that, this is what I used to wear all the time. So this is black. This is actually a earth color, right? So if you look at me, it's kind of like I have a floating head, like you see me and then here's, you know, just, but it doesn't do a whole lot for me, right? So there's earth. Well, maybe this color would be pretty. Let me see. This dusty pink mauve that, oh, so many women look beautiful in. And when I put this color on, if you look at me really close, I kind of look tired. It sort of drains my color, right? So that isn't quite right. And then the next one is this beautiful, bright coral color. Like, oh, this is fun, right? So I'll try on this coral one. Now, what do you think of this one, Pearl?
So I feel like
the first or the color?
What was that?
You see me first or the color?
I feel like I see the color.
Okay. Yeah, sort of that, not right connecting, right? So what about this one?
So I feel like that lifts your head. Like I feel like it brings the eyes upward. So I'm looking at Patsy put on like a purple, it's like a purple color, right?
It's like it's a muted soft purple, deep purple. Yeah.
So I feel like it took me straight up to her eyes.
Right on. This is my color. This is one of my colors, right? And so let me share with you this that is really helpful. I'll give you guys some tips, which I think can help you start looking at yourself. So this is chocolate brown, right? But this is my eye color. Can you see how much more profound I look? Like you see my eyes just like that.
Absolutely.
So that's one color you can wear that everybody is going to be able to connect with you because you're more approachable when you're wearing your eye color. And usually you have 3 to 4 colors in your eyes. So go with a friend to the paint store and kind of hold up some swatches and find 2 or 3 colors that are a couple colors that really reflect you can radiate in your eyes. So because that makes you the approachable. And so it's a perfect top. The other trick is this, wear solid colors online. This is your office. This is your Zoom room. And I recommend people do not wear patterns. You do not wear white because when the light reflects you, it makes you look bigger when nobody wants that. And don't wear black, even if you're an earth, because it's such an intense color. And the color is reflected. So there's a lot of other colors you could wear. You could wear a dynamic. You could wear a brighter foundation. Or you could wear a tranquil, right? Depending on what you're doing. Here's a color that's international. I call it the universal color. And this is called teal. And everybody looks good in teal. And there's different shades. This is kind of a crazy look. But it's a beautiful blue-green that I love to wear. And I usually wear this color top when I'm talking. But today, it's snowing outside. And I'm cold. So I decided to wear my wine color, which is a tranquil, which I feel comfortable and calm in, right? But teal is a dynamic. You want to wear a dynamic when you're on Facebook and doing Zoom calls and doing Hollywood squares of networking, because people are curious. They're drawn to look at you, right? And we want that. The other color that is really good, and this is more of a foundation color, is like that dark hunter green. This probably doesn't look so good on this, but this hunter green is more of a foundation color. So you could wear this speaking. I could see you in this solid color, beautiful green dress or top, right? But this, when you wear a foundation color, you're the expert. People look at you and they'll automatically, that she knows what she's talking about. I wonder what she has to say, right? And then the other color is that I recommend is eggplant, which is a darker purple. It's got more blue in it and deeper than this, instead of black. So earth is the only color palette, and I'll show you this. This is all the earth colors, like all the jewel tones, pure tones. They're the only one that get to wear black, pure white, and some of those pure tones, right? But and when you, all the other elements can actually wear the eggplant. It's in everyone's color palette because it's a universal color. But then when you, like, we're so used to wearing black, like the fashion industry has this brainwashed that you only look thin in black and that everybody should have a little black dress. But what if that little black dress doesn't serve you? Why would you want to look like everybody else? We're in business. You need to stand out. Whatever you're doing in your life, whether you're in business or not, whether you're just working, you want to be your own woman. You want to look your absolute best. And so there's a lot of different colors that are sort of similar in the palettes, but each one has a different tone. So that's why it's so important to individually type you personally using the right color palettes and the right prints and patterns and metallics and the reds. That's what I do, because I want it to align with who are you? How do you show up in the world already? You're already doing your gifts, right? So this is what's really the most fun that I share, is each one of the elements have a character trait and it aligns with the color palette. And I just dropped one of my things. So just a minute. Because I think it's important to play with these colors so you can kind of see. So this is the air color palette. Right? It's the bright, warm spring colors, right? And it has energetic words. But the gift of the air is a visionary. They're the person that has all these ideas, you know, all of it. Just can't even hardly take them all in. They've got so many great ideas, right? Then here's the fire, right? All the warm, rich, spicy fall colors. And their gift is the mover and shaker. They get stuff done. Then there is the water. So water has great added to its color palette, and everything is soft and muted, right? And their natural gift is process, order, and detail. Mm. They thrive on that. Then there's the earth. These are all the pure tones, right? Their natural character trait is the editor. They come into a room, they sit back, they can analyze what's going on, and they can see, you know, what needs to be edited to bring completion. What I discovered as I was building this business, we have all four of the character traits in us. There was a time when I started this business, I rebranded my name from Unique Styles to Embracing Your Essence, because I realized your essence is all of you, head to toe, inside out, who you're being in the world, everything about you. That's where God gave me that name, right? Then I had to get a website. I had to write content. I didn't know how to do that stuff. Oh, guess what? My VA is a water. She loves that stuff. Loves to be behind the scenes, loves all the details, can figure everything out, right? Then there's the fire. Okay, so I've got my content. Now I got to talk. Now I got to go do it. I got to go practice. I got to get online. I got to get on stage, right? Then I had this one program I did and I tried for a while. It worked okay. And then it stopped working. And I didn't know what was wrong. I had to step back and edit. What was missing here? What am I doing that isn't working and why? So we use all those. But you have a core element that is the personal core of who you are, basic. When you know what that is, then you know the right color palette that aligns with who you're being anyway, right? Yeah. So you always wear the same colors. It doesn't matter what character trait you're playing with at the time. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, like, my gosh. Yes. I'm sitting here going, like, I'm a lot of the pinks and the blues. That's like, I am like, it's so funny, you guys, if you're listening, what Patsy said about what you should wear a line, I have a pink and white striped shirt on this morning.
But this is your room.
Right.
Right. So yeah. When you're in the room doing your business, you can wear whatever you want. Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're out networking, if you're speaking, you want to make impact.
Right.
And dress appropriately so people are looking at your face and what you're saying.
Right.
Not distracted by your big print. You right. should never wear big print.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I love that. In fact, last year I spoke on stage and I went to, it was a year ago, January, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine was doing kind of like what you said, a speaker's boot camp. And I went to it and they had a stylist there and I wore my, I'm very much where I love to wear a blue. Like I'm very much a blue. It's one of my favorite. And Patsy and I are going to work together, so I'll be interested to see how close I am to my colors. But she's like, you need something else with it because it was just a solid blue. You need something else because, like she said, we need to bring something to your eyes. So she put a the girl gave me the scarf. She grabbed a scarf from somebody in the audience. She's like, let me take your scarf, and it's sort of a. Not quite a, it wasn't as light as a pink you have behind you, but it was between a dark pink and a eggplant kind of color. It had some pink, but eggplant, whatever it was. The minute she put it on, I was like, I mean, everybody said something, but I felt it. Like when you were talking, I was like, whoo, I was like, I felt like the energy of going, oh, I got some color, you know. So now I'm like, I always take that scarf out when I go out to places, like if I'm standing on stage, because I felt like I commanded that, you know, that stage. So I love that you did talk about the our colors bring us the energy. So yeah. I just think it's so powerful. So Patsy, I'm looking at we got about 15 minutes left. So here's what I want to do.
Okay.
Help the person listening and or watching. What's the journey like when they come to work with you? Like, what are some of the first steps that you do with them when you're working with them?
Well, the first step is to explain kind of the different things packages I have, that what is going to work best for you and in your budget, right? And then we talk about where are you going? So let's say what I usually have people do if they want to just get started, they go to my website, embracingyouressence.com. They go to Let's Connect. They click on that and it will take you where you can sign up. Then you're going to get a let's get acquainted form. And I'm going to find out some stuff about you, like where are you going the next 3 months and how do you feel in your clothes and what do you love everything in your closet? Like what percent do you like? I ask you those questions. So I kind of know where you're at and then you can book an appointment. So then we have like a, you know, an appointment together. Then we figure out, you know, what do you need? What are you looking for? What's missing in your life? How do you feel in your clothes? Because how you feel in your clothes is important as how you look in your clothes. And there's certain elements that, you know, if they don't like the fabric, they won't even try it on. And I know exactly who they are right up front, right? So like there's certain character traits that we have that tell us, right? And then I send you a virtual style kit. And what I didn't tell you before is that after COVID hit, I manifested a makeover studio. I did people's colors, did their makeup, did their hair. My clients started giving me their gently used clothes. I had nice clothes I sold to the right people, had accessories. It was a blast for 2 years. COVID closed me down. And I thought, very funny, God, now what am I supposed to do? Because I was used to working in person with people. And then when do you give me a download? Well, what about if you did a virtual one? Like, well, what if you sent them a style kit? And you've got good lighting. Why can't we do that here? So I did a beta testing, a lady in Oregon, a lady in Texas. And I had a coach that had a bunch of friends that wanted it done. So they all met in her office wearing white, no makeup. And she just held the colors up and put the lipstick and blush on. I color typed every single one. I thought, oh my gosh. Then I helped them individually with their closet. We took their phone and went through and, you know, or their laptop. And then I got online. We made a shopping list. Okay, here's the stores. Here's some of the outfits you could wear. Let's get you some new tops to get started. And so I took them through that process, right? And then I help you. Like you're out shopping. Hey, text me and send me pictures. You got questions? Let's find out. Oh yeah, that's great. Those shoes are perfect for you. Like every piece of your closet from head to toe. It is the funnest thing I've ever done. And it really makes it a doable thing. And each client kind of paces themselves, right? Each course is so many weeks or whatever you want. But we do it as you can do it. And in your time schedule, what you're doing, because you think, oh, this is going to be hard. It makes your life so easy because you take all the guesswork out of shopping about what to get rid of. Like you only wear 3%. Then you look at the 85% you're not wearing or 90%. It's like, now what do I do with those clothes? I teach you what to do with those clothes. We look at all those clothes. There's clothes that you love in your closet because they fit you, or you like the fabric, or there's something about them. It's black. All right, then let's find that style in your color. And I spent hours online. I have access to about 60,000 online stores. I know where to go shopping for you. I know how to what links to send you. I know where you're at in the process. So it's so personalized because you want to dress with impact and have a wardrobe that you think, oh, I'm speaking today and I want to show up big time. You're going to go find your dynamic. You're going to put that on and get the right look color and get your hair done and wear some lashes and off you go, right? So that's the energy you deserve. Women are so crazy because they'll give to everybody else, but they don't stop and think about, what if I invest in my own image and bring that up to the level I want it to be? Because what's going to happen? I'm going to save you thousands of dollars and hours of time not going out there looking for stuff. I'll go shopping and never buy a thing. Because if it's not a 10, like I can't leave the store without it, I don't buy it anymore. But I have everything in my wardrobe is my colors and even my underwear, because your essence is from inside out.
I love
it. I'm not kidding. It's like when you're energetically aligned, you can take on the world. Like nobody can stop you. And that's the confidence I want to bring to the clients, the people you're working with. I'm telling you, when they leave the retreat, they're going to feel like the most powerful woman because they're going to know more about who they really are and what they look beautiful in. And people will notice. I mean, when I started wearing my colors, the guy at the grocery store said, wow, lady, you look nice. And I thought to myself, how does he know? When a stranger compliments you, does that tell you you look good? I have men complimenting me.
That's awesome. I love it. You deserve that. The energy. You guys, I mean, if you're not watching, you could just hear Patsy's energy just in her voice, but to watch it too, it's so amazing. And it's so true. Like your energy of what you put on you really shows your confidence, shows how you want to present yourself. You know, it's so, so powerful. It's almost like, I remember when I used to coach for Dale Carnegie, you know, also how you stand and give your talk, how you stand and present yourself. It's also how you see, it's your whole energy. So from that inside out energy, it's so, so powerful, which is so cool that Patsy and I are partnering up and having her come to the retreat, because one of the things that I want is I want the women who are at my retreat and the women that I work with and coach with, what we work on is truly is, how are you feeling mind, body, and spirit? Where are you at in your life? Where do you want to go to? And to get there, you've got to build up some confidence. And if it's something as simple as putting a piece of clothing on that can help you build that confidence, what a beautiful thing, right? And to be able to now have a person that I could partner with and say, you know what, are we doing the energy and the clothing and how are you presenting yourself? Because I do work with, you know, some businesses where they want the corporations and small businesses where they want their employees to step more into their confidence, step more into going out. And this is a great way to do that, is how are you looking on the outside too? And so Patsy alluded to it. So if you've been watching and or following us, first of all, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe below and hit the subscribe button. If you're on podcast listening, make sure you like and share us with everybody you're doing this with. But our 8th annual retreat is coming up in September. It's 9 months away. We're birthing a baby, pretty much, which is your beautiful retreat for you to come and start birthing your radiance from the inside out. Start being the goddess that you are, is what we're calling yourself. That when you do leave the retreat, you have this inner confidence that is bouncing you forward into that next step of life that you want. And so Patsy and I have partnered up that she's going to give you, Patsy, you want to explain what we're going to do with them?
Well, they are going to get color typed at the retreat the very first day. First thing you get there, get into your room, we're going to get you color type, but you're going to learn about some stuff. We're going to have a class before. So when you come, you're more prepared, and we'll have a form you fill out that you're going to give me. And I'm going to kind of get connect with you a little bit before. And then everybody's going to get these 4 half fans, and you're going to have that, right? And you're going to come with some nice tops to have in your photo shoot, things that you think work. But after you watch my class, you're going to have an idea what colors to bring and look for and maybe find, right? And so then you're going to come prepared to already look great, right? But maybe we'll find something better. And we do have a clothing line going to be there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'll be able to advise you on what that's going to be great on you. Or like, no, you shouldn't wear that. That's not you.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
It's going to be
part of that.
Yeah. It's going to be so amazing. So Patsy, like Patsy said, you're going to do some pre-work with Patsy before you come to the retreat. We'll have a little meetings as we do leading up to the retreat. We always get ready together so we can get to know one another. And then once you get to the retreat, Patsy's going to guide you through what you brought, what you bring for the closing. Because if you come to the retreat, one of the things you get when you attend is you're going to get a free lifestyle portrait with our photographer, Sarah Cruz. And so that means you want to have the right color on for that portrait you're going to take with her. So Patsy's going to be able to guide you because we're going to give you some steps, some homework to do before you arrive. But if you are ready to make a difference in your life, if you're ready to bounce forward with getting, start to not look at things as failures, but as you are trying, and now you're bouncing forward and becoming that glow of a person that you are, that radiant person from within, you're going to want to be at our retreat. And so how do you do that? All I'm going to tell you, it's so simple. So get out your pen and paper right now and write this down. You're going to write down wsliving.com/retreats. That's wsliving.com/retreats. So in case I need to spell it out for you again, here you go. wsliving.com/retreats. You're going to go on there and you're going to grab your spot. There's payment plans on there, but the cost of the retreat includes everything except for your transportation. You're going to get a lifestyle portrait from our photographer, Sarah Cruz. You're going to get a typing, color typing with Patsy and some amazing other things that you're going to receive at the retreat. So that when you walk away on September 16th in the morning, because you're going to arrive September 12th of 24, when you leave on September 16th, you're going to be able to walk out of there feeling this beautiful glow up of a person that you are. You're going to be able to go into your closet and shop in your closet and know what you can should keep and maybe what you need to donate away. And you're also going to walk out of that retreat with a plan to help you continue to be the radiant person you are and have the confidence that no matter what happens, you can bounce forward to anything in your life. So Patsy, I'm so glad you're going to be part of the retreat with us.
Thank you.
Yay. All right. So Patsy, would you tell everybody how they can reach out to you? How do they reconnect with you? And just so everybody knows, everything will be in the show notes. So you'll be able to go and read the notes as well from the show. But let everybody know how's the best way to reach you.
Well, if you're excited about doing that, or even if you're not going to come to the retreat and you still want to have a chat, maybe you're going to want to have come after we have a chat, but go to embracingyouressence.com and click on Let's Connect and let's have a chat.
All right. So you heard her. Go to embracingyouressence.com. Embracingyouressence.com. All right. And so we're going to move forward now. Patsy, I've already forewarned her, everybody, as I try to remember to tell everybody, is we have our Better Questions, Better Life cards, who, by the way, Carol Gill is one of our retreat facilitators as well. She and Diane Allen created over 70 cards, and they're questions to ask yourself. Maybe you meditate over them, maybe you journal over them, but they're just such powerful and reflection of questions. So Patsy, you're going to tell me when to stop and we're going to see what questions you land on. So here we go. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. So Patsy's question is, what brings me bliss? What brings you bliss, Patsy?
Well, many things, but when my clients feel and look beautiful and they look in the mirror and they say, I truly feel beautiful. Like when they know that they are the most beautiful part of who they were supposed to be and they can hold that in their heart. That's what brings me bliss and joy.
I love that. And it's so powerful that what you're doing and the work that you're doing. And I'm so honored to have had you on the show with us today. I'm excited about having you come to the retreat. And if everybody didn't hear, September 12th, 24 to September 16th, 24, you're going to come. You're going to have a blast. We are on the beach. You are in pajamas the entire weekend, no makeup. And this year, we're going to do something different in so many different ways besides Patsy, besides photography. We have other little surprises for you, including we have a private chef this year. So grab your spot. You don't want to miss out. Again, wslivingretreats.com. And I just want to remind you as we leave the show today that you are an amazing, amazing oyster. You'll come into this world a little rough, but as you bounce forward in your life, you're going to find your inner pearl to greatness. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to me for a little while, but I wanted to really explain to you what a shiro is. You hear me talk about on the radio show and the podcast often about what is a shiro. And what I want you to know is a shiro is you. You are listening today and you are a shiro. But what do I mean you're a shiro? So a shiro is somebody who is strong. You have so much strength. And maybe you don't know it. Maybe you're not seeing it inside yourself and you need help tapping into that. And that's what I love to help women do is to find your strength within and help you pour it out of yourself, help you become the strong person you are. And H stands for happy. You know, we all want to be happy, but sometimes finding the roadmap to happiness isn't easy. And so sometimes we have to help make that deep dive into answering heartful, soulful questions about what does it really mean to be happy? What brings me joy? What do I need to say no to so that I can become the person I want to be and the strong person I want to be that's also happy? And then empowered. You are empowered just by listening to this podcast that we do or the radio show to be the person that you are meant to be, that person inside, that little girl that's inside, just waiting to come out. We want to empower you through our Shiro method to become that strong, happy, empowered person that you are. But it's not an easy step. So, you know, we have to cut through the fluff and the excuses and the drama and the mess so that we can make that progress. Because as we start making the progress, then what happens is you start seeing the radiant you. You start arriving at the level that you've created, that divine roadmap, where you're finally starting to live intentionally. And as you live intentionally, then you realize your strength really is powerful, that your happiness is meaningful, and that you are empowered to pay it forward to others, to do the things you want to do without guilt, because you deserve it and because your radiance is showing. And then as you work through that progress, then what happens is you become your original self. You become that authentic you that you're supposed to be. Like, you've done that deep soulful work and you're starting to make that path of satisfaction and that happiness you've been craving. And so you start laying down the foundation of your success. When you wake up in the morning, you find yourself looking in the mirror, realizing that you don't recognize your old self anymore, that you see yourself reflected everywhere in your stride, your relationships, your career, and even your hobbies. So as you align your outward trajectory with that inward path, you start gaining that clarity and that confidence and courage to focus and follow your internal direction. So really, that's what a Shiro is. And it's not easy to get there, right? We need to learn the steps to become that true Shiro, to tap into those superpowers that you have within. And that's why we have what's called our Shiro League. And if you want to join a community of women that are working on exactly these things that we're talking about, that are becoming strong, that are happy, that are empowered, that are radiant and original, that want to tap into things that bring them joy and say no to the things that don't let them enjoy the things that they want to do. We meet every Sunday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time on Zoom. No makeup. If you want makeup, you can, but just come in to be your radiant self, to be that original person you are. Because really, as you look at your biggest sources of stress, we want to help you with our Shiro League and our Shiro method to help you listen to that internal compass so you can start decluttering your distractions and really identify what's really missing in your life. Like, what brings you joy? And what, we're not talking foo-foo feeling stuff, like really what fills your cup? What makes you so happy to put your cape on first? And as we do that and you become that Shiro you're meant to be, then what happens is you are radiant. You have created an opportunity to release what you need to say no to so that you can start fulfilling your purpose. So you can start stepping out of your comfort zone and really into what brings your joy. And our Shiro Method Roadmap is that crucial step of helping you to live the life you want to be that Shiro you want to be, to tap into what it is you deserve to do, what it is you've been desiring to do. And listen, if you're a mom and you've got kids and you're a working mom outside the house, you're not all about the mom title. You are Pearl. You are Sue. You are Jacqueline. You are Stella. You are somebody that matters and somebody that has goals and visions that deserves to create that divine roadmap so that you finally begin and, like I said, live your life intentionally. So if you're ready to do that and you want some help with that, I would love to invite you to a free call with me. Just let's talk about where you're at, how you get to where you want to go. What are your goals? What brings you joy? What do you need to say no to? And I would love to help you peel back those layers so that you can arrive at the real answers so that we can cut away the fluff and the excuses and the drama and help you make that real progress. Because we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next 30 seconds. And if you are here and you're listening, then you know that we are about putting ourselves first. We're about putting that cape on first. We're about finding your true, authentic self and learning how to overcome people pleasing and start tapping into your superpowers. Because as you tap into your superpowers, you then can take care of those you love, the things you love to do, even better than what you're doing today. Because when you put yourself first, you can become the Shiro that you're meant to be. And your superpowers will help even take care of your family and your loved ones to a much bigger success than you're already doing. So if you're ready to tap into your superpowers and ready to find out how to become your true Shiro, I want you to email me, Shiro@pearl@wsliving.com. That's Shiro@pearl@wsliving.com. And I would love to help you become the Shiro of your life.